Well, I kind of took it easy for a couple of days. I didn't do any. Well, hi everyone. It's Saturday night. I thought I'd let the tape run a minute or so, so that if it wasn't coming through, that it would be. Now you would hear it by this time. Saturday night, the 16th of November. It's about 8:30. And Kathleen is down and being interviewed by some public information officer, something about the ship, you know. So it's quiet, and I thought I'd make a tape now. I was off today and really should have probably made it today, but I was just so busy all day long with, not with anything so dramatic, but enough to keep me out of trouble anyway. So here it is, Saturday night before I getting around to taping to you. First of all, Mother, let me say I have received your letter with all the newspaper clippings and your other letters and notes in which you're saying that you're waiting to hear from me. Well, I've been making a tape every week. The only thing I can think of as to why you're not getting it is the mail might not be getting out of Da Nang for some reason, or getting off the ship. I don't know whether I mentioned in one of my previous tapes that the sanctuary is in Subic, and we've been up here for almost 2 weeks now. We haven't been into Da Nang at all. And we went a whole week without getting mail. So, but then we've been getting mail almost every day lately. The chopper, I don't know which one, maybe one from the Princeton, has been bringing mail to us. So I really can't say why, but I have been faithful about making a tape every week. And I sent you a Myersgram tonight saying I've been writing regularly, and I hope that you got the Myersgram about my orders to Chelsea. I'm sure you probably would know them anyway. Probably Darby Reynolds got a copy of them or got word of them and told Jack. However, be that as it may, I did want you to know that I have been making tapes. If they haven't been getting there, I don't know why. Although some of the mail we got, I got after we were out here 7 days, was, gee, quite old. So I think the end of October or something. So, of course, this time of year is bad, too. Christmas cards are already starting to arrive. I haven't sent any out yet because mine haven't come yet. I had some ordered. Oh, $32 it cost me to get these things with the ship printed on it. But then I decided that, oh, well, heck, I'm only going to be out here once. I might as well have it. As for my big projects all day long, well, first of all, I had the duty last night. We finished up about 6 o'clock in the evening, and I didn't do very much. I've been knitting furiously the past couple of days because I wanted to get Kath's sweater out of the way and send it to her within a few days, you know, so that she'd have it. It's not a Christmas present, but I thought it would be nice for her to have while she's out of school, and then she'd be able to wear it ice skating. I hope she likes it. If she doesn't like it, she can send it back, because there's a dozen people on the ship that would take it in a minute. And I'm making her, in the process of making her a hat now to go along with it, and it's not the same pattern as the sweater. It's a different pattern. It's very different, as a matter of fact. It's kind of like that hat Alice brought me from Ireland one time, but a little bit different than that. I think it's going to be a pretty little thing when I finally get it worked up. I just started and got it, the first pattern done. So anyhow, I did a washing, of course, and washed my hair and all the kinds of things you do, scrub my shoes, and I have to polish them yet and fix the uniform for tomorrow, pick up my desk because it's such a mess, and did all the chores that I had to do, you know. And then I spent most of the day putting the sweater together. It took 3 or 4 hours to put the darn thing together. But it really is a beautiful-looking thing, I think, and I do hope that she'll like it. As I said, I'll mail it in a few days. So you might inquire in a couple of weeks to see whether or not it has arrived. I was pleased to hear that the binoculars arrived. At least you told me they did, and that they were in good condition. As long as I know things get there, then I don't. Well, ordinarily, I don't send things, you know, right there, but because I need to know whether things get there or not, because lots of times they're insured, and I'm pretty sure I insured the binoculars. I'll see what else I want to tell you. Well, then tonight I went to church, and Father's losing his parishioners slowly but surely. Not really, but he's kind of gone in for the folk mass now, and a lot of people really don't like singing Kumbaya. But the young kids seem to like it. In fact, there's a young boy at mass almost every night by the name of Mark Cottle, I think his name is, and he graduated from Chicopee High, but it couldn't have been more than a couple of years ago. His father lived in Willamansa. I don't know where his mother is from. New Hampshire, I suspect, from what he said. At least he has kind of a New Hampshire accent. And he was very, very nice kid, and he plays the guitar. So, as I said, he graduated from Chicopee High, although he told me someplace, they live someplace around Jack's body and auto shop. Maybe I have that wrong, but, or Hank's, maybe, Hank's, I think that's what he said, up in Willamansa, or near Chicopee Street. I can't remember, but it was up in that area anyway. So, there are more people from this area, and I had another Macintosh apple. Two Macintosh apples this week. I think I mentioned our chief of orthopedics is from Cheshire. His name is Willette, and his father, and his mother rather, sent him a big box of Macintosh apples. The other kid, LaMarche from Gardner's aunt, had sent them to him. And they were about $5 to mail. I couldn't believe it. Speaking about packages, I received a very nice package with more OR caps from Mary Harrington and also some cookies, which are delicious. And also, Mother, I received your cookies, and I received a box of fudge from Lena Griffin. I sent her a note and told her that it came, you know, during working hours, and I might add, went immediately, because it was a very good Fanny Farmer's fudge, and it really arrived fresh. Most of the stuff, when it arrives, is not fresh. One of the kids, but everybody eats it anyway, one of the kids in our department, his name is Hasegawa. I had brownies sent to him, and they would look kind of old, I'll tell you the truth. But everybody ate them. But he had a pie, which he could just scrape out of the box. That was all. I said, my mother sent me a pie. Would you believe it? I said, well, it was very thoughtful of her anyway. And, gee, people are sending things to us. And it's only the 15th of November. We got a bunch of cookies and stuff that the gray ladies from the Naval Air Station in Albany, Georgia, made for. Anyhow, I'm watching it. I put the cookies that you sent away, Mother, for a while anyway. And I think I told you that Jeannie's sister sent me, Jean Lutfi's sister sent me salami and some Syrian bread and some homemade Syrian sweets that she made herself. And, oh, they're just delicious. The salami is still in the refrigerator. Of course, it came from California and only took 5 days, and it was... I have to put a tag on the salami because every time I get a salami, somebody comes and helps themselves to it. But anyhow, don't send me any more food because I've got plenty, and I'm really trying to watch it. I don't want to gain any weight. And I'm afraid with the inactivity, we don't even get to beach parties anymore. I'm going to gain weight. Because if it's in the mail, believe me, it won't go to waste. The kids in the department will eat it. I can assure you. But I'm just trying to watch it. And let's see, what else? I think that's about all the packages I got in mail I got this week. We've been up on the line, as I told you before, for 10, it'll be 2 weeks tomorrow. And I know everybody, I've said this before, everybody back home is so hopeful because of the bombing pause, but none of us are, and our casualties have increased since the bombing pause. Now, a lot of people say that it's booby traps, you know, and self-inflicted injuries, or rather, I mean, non-combatant injuries, not self-inflicted, but non-combatant. However, we've been getting some, we got some kids the other night from the Army, I think they were from the 101st, and they were sleeping and caught incoming. I can't tell the difference between incoming and outcoming, not having heard it that much, but most of the kids can. They can tell you whether the fire's coming in or going out. Incoming's bad, outgoing's all right. And then tonight at Mass, Father prayed for a company of Marines, 1st Battalion, 3rd Marines. I don't know where they were, but they were out of a company. There were only 9 left yesterday. So, I'm not coming home on the ship. I'll tell you, it'll be out here. And maybe in a couple of years, unless Nixon's a miracle worker, I don't see how it can let up. And no, I don't think the South Vietnamese want the war to end particularly. What do they care? That maybe their land is devastated, but they can always count on American aid. It's singularly how unpopular the South Vietnamese are with the Americans. It's not like the Germans or even the Japanese. They just don't have any use for them. And I don't know why. I know I feel that way. They're just indolent, dirty, corrupt. Wouldn't know what it meant to be intellectually honest if their life depended on it. Because, I mean, I'm bunching them together now, and this isn't really fair, I suppose, but the experience that most of the people have had, although you may find many who wouldn't agree with this, but, all of us wish that we could come home, of course, but believe me, none of us want to come home if we're going to sell out to the communists. Because we've put too much into it already, both in money and in blood. However, enough for the political indoctrination speech. I'm glad Mitzi Kulik won. Every time I think of telling them Mitzi Kulik was running, that's who I voted for. They nearly die. I think I told you that I've also been designated official assistant public information officer, which I could do without. I have enough work to do. However, I am working on it and trying to get some projects, get some publicity for Navy nurses, so someday you may even see my picture in the paper. I don't know. We'll see what works out. But I don't know if I'd mentioned to you that I got 25 cruise books from the Protestant chaplain and the supply officer and sent them out to also to Washington and to the Nurse Corps recruiters. You know, these were free, and with a mimeographed note telling them who sent them. And then I asked the supply officer if I could have 25 ship's plaques, and he told me no. And anyhow, I didn't go over his head. I wasn't doing it to be nasty or anything like that, but when I saw the captain of the ship, I told him that we were showing the ship that they were showing the film Repose, which I'm sure I mentioned on the last tape, but I really think if you have the opportunity, you ought to see it. It's an outstanding film. It really tells what the duty is like here. It's not at all put on, and the people in it are real people. Of course, filmed before I ever got on board, and it shows my operating room. So, I told the captain what I wanted them for, and he said, yes, I could have them. Of course, he's like God, you know, he says, yes, I can have them, and then the supply officer has to pay for them. They're ready to wring my neck. I told the supply officer, I said, look, I didn't do it to be obnoxious, but, I've been assigned a task. And they said something about being a beggar. Maybe I told you this. I said, I've got every reason in the world to be a beggar. I said, first I was on recruiting duty, and second, I'm a Catholic. And Father Van and I got a kick out of that. I said, you're the Franciscan, you go. And you ask Al Henyon. Well, he asked him, and Al said no to him, too. So, you know, I got them from the captain. So I have to get some photographs and stuff, write-ups in the paper, and I'll get them sent out, see what I can do. Send them to the recruiter and let her take care of it from there on in. I got a tape from Maria Chisholm, and she's on her way out to the West Coast by this time. She should be coming out here, leaving the 29th, and hopes to get in sometime. She hopes to get to the ship by the 2nd of December. And I told her I'd meet her at the accommodation ladder. And she's all excited, and I told her, you know, what to expect in Da Nang. And I think I told you about Peg Burrell coming out, too, so that she would know what to expect when she got to Da Nang, and not to be alarmed that it's not the most...